someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs?
Gawky.
Huh?
Gawky.
What about someone who's always dropping things or stumbling?
They can't walk across the street and chew gum at the same time.
You said that he's too...
awkward.
Uh-huh. And the person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
nut.
Do you ever use the word fool?
Very seldom.
How's that used?
That would be much stronger language.
Uh-huh.
To call somebody a fool is a very bad insult.
You think people feel that way because of the thing in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you associate it with that?
Mm-hmm.
And someone who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
He's tightwad. Or stingy.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
It means they have very little moral sense.
You just call them up. How would you use that?
He's plain common. It's not much about white trash.
Mm-hmm. What if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
Be just short of calling her a prostitute or a whore.
Mm-hmm.
And she might say she is just a common whore.
And an older person, maybe someone in their 80s, that still has a lot of energy and gets around real well.
Spry.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little...
upset.
Or you say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You say you felt...
uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
don't worry. Or fret not.
And a child would say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
And you say, I don't see why she's scared now. She
didn't used to be.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say, he's mighty. What with his money?
Chancy.
Or... he's too. To just leave it lying around for anyone to steal it. He shouldn't be so.
Foolish.
Or the opposite of careful would be.
Careless.
And someone
who I wouldn't call that careless. I'd say that was just plain stupid.
Someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way.
He's bullheaded.
And it's someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
He has no sense of humor.
Or you'd say he's, on that subject, he's still awfully. You'd say you better not tease him about that.
He's awfully touchy.
And you'd say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
upset.
But all of a sudden he got really... he lost his temper, you say he got...
frantic. Real angry.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them to just...
cool down.
Or keep...
calm.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird.
What else?
Silly.
Do you ever use the word queer or quar?
Queer.
What does queer mean?
Just odd.
Did that word change meanings in the past few years?
No. Not